This is the Ask Chef Jacob Podcast, episode 15. And here we go with another episode of Ask Chef Jacob. Found online at AskChefJacob.com, part of the StellaCulinary.com educational network. I'm your host, Jacob Burton. In this episode, we're going to talk about some white wine sauces and using white wine for your sauces. And this was kind of kicked off by Joni. Joni sent me an email, and she says, "Hi, Chef, I have a question. Why did white wine fix this problem? I pan-seared salmon with filtered olive oil that I infused with fresh rosemary, thyme, and garlic. I had success with that, but my trouble was trying to make an emulsified sauce after deglazing the pan. Here's what I did. I removed the salmon, added a tablespoon of butter, teaspoon of Dijon mustard, a teaspoon of brown sugar, and a teaspoon of lemon zest, and whisked and whisked and whisked. After lots of whisking, the mustard and brown sugar remained clumped and separate from the oil slash butter. I didn't want to throw it out. It was just for me and a friend. So I thought to add white wine to, at the very least, make it taste really good. I added a tablespoon and, surprise, everything came together nicely in just a few turns of the whisk. It was a perfect emulsified, great-tasting sauce. Why did the white wine fix my problem?" Well, the reason why the white wine fixed your problem is because in an emulsification, you need two distinct and separate items, both liquids, which is fat, which is a liquid, and water, which is a liquid. Now, fat and water, as you know, are what we call immiscible. That's the technical term for meaning they don't like to mix. So when you put oil into a water-based liquid, that oil or that fat is going to rise to the top. So what happened is when you had your pan-seared salmon, you removed the salmon and you added a tablespoon of butter and Dijon mustard, right? So you're not really adding any water, and you're kind of, you're skipping a step that's important, which is deglazing. So when you pan roast that salmon, anytime you pan roast anything and want to make a pan sauce, what happens is you have those brown little nummy bits that stick to the bottom of the pan. This is called a fond. And you need to release that fond from the bottom of the pan. Number one, so when you're making your pan sauce, that fond, which is stuck, doesn't continue to stick and then scorch, which will just destroy your pan sauce. But number two, and most importantly, when you dissolve that fond into your sauce, it's going to reinforce that flavor because that fond is made up of the browned protein particles of whatever it was that you were cooking. So in this case, the salmon. So my approach would have been this, is after I remove the salmon from the pan, I am then at that point going to add my white wine. And even if you're only doing a couple of fillets, I would actually add more white wine than a tablespoon, probably a couple of ounces. And I would do it by visual cue, but really what I want to do is add enough white wine to where I'm covering the bottom of the sauté pan, you know, eighth of an inch. But really you just want to make sure you're covering the bottom of that sauté pan. And at this point, it's going to simmer and steam, and you want to take the flat edge of a wooden spatula and scrape that fond from the bottom of the pan while your white wine is simmering and steaming. And this is going to dissolve that fond into your white wine and give you a really good flavor base. Now, at this point, you want to dissolve in your brown sugar and your Dijon mustard. And excuse me for one second. I do have a wine delivery coming in. How's it going, boss? Hey. What do you got for me?
You said it, wine.
All right. Okay, I can see it. All right.
My first initial was
Jay.
Jay, and last name?
Burton, B-U-R-T-O-N. Great. All right, thank you. Yeah. Have a great day. All right, sorry about that. Getting a wine delivery for this weekend. Anyways, so after you remove your salmon from the pan or your protein, you're going to deglaze with your white wine. You're going to cover the whole bottom of the pan by at least an eighth of an inch, maybe a quarter of an inch of white wine, and you're going to scrape that fond to dissolve it into the white wine. Now, at this point, it's a really good time to add in your Dijon mustard and your brown sugar. Because you have that liquid base that is then going to easily dissolve the brown sugar and the Dijon. Now, the reason why it worked in reverse this time is because Dijon mustard is a very strong emulsifying agent. It has, in the mustard seed, it has mucilage, and the mucilage is a surfactant, meaning that it has a water-friendly head and a fat-friendly tail. So it will actually, the mucilage will link fat and water together, keeping your sauce from breaking. So when you added the white wine, your sauce at before you added the white wine was kind of in a bad disarray because there is no true moisture or water for your fat to be emulsified into. You had your Dijon mustard, you had your brown sugar, you had a little bit of lemon zest, but you didn't have any sort of water base to emulsify the fat that you were using. So in reverse, what you're doing is you're following the proper application of creating an emulsified pan sauce, where you start with the liquid and you reduce the liquid. And this is key for any pan sauce that you're making. So you want to, once you incorporate and dissolve the Dijon mustard and the brown sugar and lemon zest into the white wine after deglazing, you're then going to reduce that white wine until it just coats the bottom of the pan. And this is going to allow the raw alcohol flavor of the white wine to be cooked out. But then you can dissolve in or whisk in your butter, which is going to form your emulsification. You're basically, at that point, you're making what we call a beurre blanc. But it's not a classic beurre blanc, but it's the same exact technique. So in a beurre blanc style of sauce, you would sweat some minced shallots, you would deglaze with some white wine, add a bit of lemon juice, some white pepper, and then whisk in your butter. And I do have a video on how to make a beurre blanc in our sauces and soup segment. And I will link that in this episode's show notes. So if you go to stellaculinary.com/ACJ15, ACJ, of course, stands for Ask Chef Jacob. So stellaculinary.com/ACJ15. I'll put a link in the show notes to the beurre blanc sauce. And I'll also put a link in the show notes to our food science series on emulsifications. Because in that series, it's a three-part video series where I break down the different parts of an emulsification and the emulsification process. And in the emulsification process, you have the continuous phase and the dispersed phase. And the continuous phase is normally water, and it's what contains your oil or your fat, which is your dispersed phase. So in most culinary applications, when you are making an emulsified sauce, you will start with a water base, and then you will add fat into that water base using shearing power. So that can be whisking, that can be just shaking or stirring the pan, like when you're making a beurre blanc. It could be using a blender or a food processor. And that shearing power is going to break up the fat particles into smaller and smaller bits and suspend them throughout the water. Now, to help keep that sauce from what we call breaking, and breaking means the fat will start to pool together and touch each other. And when that happens, it will just coalesce and continue to pool together. And then you get a broken sauce where you have a separate layer of fat sitting on top of your water. Just like you see in the watery vinaigrettes that you buy at the supermarket that you have to shake before serving. So to keep that from happening, you use an emulsifier or a stabilizer. And we go through all these different examples of emulsifiers and stabilizers that you can use. But stabilizers can be thought of particulate matter and viscosity. So anytime you have a thickened sauce, and it's thickened by particles, whether it's starch particles, like using flour in a roux, or sugar particles, you increase that viscosity, and that increased viscosity is going to help to stabilize your emulsification because there's more weight and there's more drag on the fat particles. So it's easier for the fat particles to stay suspended in a more viscous sauce. And that's where stabilizers come in. So stabilizers can be pureed plant matter. One of my favorite stabilizers is a food grade gum called xanthan gum. And I'll also link to a video where I make a stabilized beurre blanc using xanthan gum. And the reason why I like xanthan gum is because you use it in very, very small amounts. And it will stabilize the sauce without adding any extra flavor to it. So it's a very versatile, and it'll stabilize the sauce whether you're making a hot or a cold emulsion. So but also too, you have actual emulsifying agents like egg yolk, like lecithin, like the mucilage in the mustard. So bringing this back to your pan sauce, what happened is you had the brown sugar in there. And as that brown sugar melts, it's particulate matter. So that brown sugar is going to make your emulsification, it's going to make your sauce more viscous than if it wasn't there in the first place. So the brown sugar, in essence, because it's making something more viscous, is acting as a slight stabilizing agent. Then you have your Dijon mustard, which has the mucilage in it, which is a very powerful emulsifying agent, which actually links the fat and the water molecules together. What you were missing for that emulsification to truly form was water. So your sauce looked kind of, you know, not right until you added the white wine. You add that water in, then the mustard was like, hey, here's some water that I can now link this butter fat to. It linked it together and it created a sauce. So that's why the addition of the white wine helped, but really any water-based liquid would have done the exact same thing. But this is a really good, quick way to make a pan sauce in general. And this is why I always, you know, keep some white wine and some red wine for cooking on hand in my home kitchen. And to be honest with you, I actually get, because it's really hard to, you know, I don't like to use good high-end wine for cooking. I'd rather just drink it. So what I'll do is I get the boxed wine that comes in a vacuum-sealed package inside of a box, which doesn't work very well for drinking, but it works fine for cooking. And anytime you're making a pan sauce like this, you deglaze with your white wine if you're doing fish or chicken, or red wine if you're doing a darker meat or you want a darker sauce. You deglaze that the bottom of that pan, and then you reduce that wine. You add in secondary flavor components like you did with the Dijon brown sugar. You could add mint shallots. You could add garlic. You could add some ginger and maybe some soy sauce if you want to give it a bit of an Asian flair. And then you emulsify with butter right at the end, which brings viscosity and mouthfeel. So I hope that answered your question. And in the episode 15 show notes for Ask Chef Jacob, I will be linking to our information on pan sauces, on emulsified sauces, and the beurre blancs that I mentioned. Now also, too, if you want to get deeper into sauce making, I would just recommend you go to our sauce resource page, which can be found at stellaculinary.com/sauces. And there I give a lecture on the three modern mother sauces, which is my technique-based approach to creating sauces. And it differs from what you're classically trained for in a culinary school, where they commonly use the five French mother sauces. However, understanding the five French mother sauces is still important. So we do in the Stella Culinary School podcast, found online at stellaculinary.com/SCS. We do have a 5-episode series on the five French mother sauces. So it's still important to understand that. But yeah, you were making an emulsion and you were missing your water content. All right, well, that's it for this episode of Ask Chef Jacob. If you have a question of your own, you can email me, jacob@stellaculinary.com. Please put in the subject line, Ask Chef Jacob. You can hit me up on Twitter, @ChefJacob. Hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/ChefJacobBurton. Or you can record your voicemail message for me, which I love hearing your voice when you ask a question, by going to AskChefJacob.com. You can do it on your smartphone, laptop, iPad, whatever you got. If you got a microphone built in, you can send me a voicemail message, which I can play on an upcoming episode. Sign up for a free email newsletter, all that good stuff, and I will see you next time.